Riley Sager is the pseudonym of a former journalist, editor, and graphic designer who is now a full-time writer. Riley is the author of international bestseller Final Girls and New York Times bestsellers The Last Time I Lied and Lock Every Door. His newest book, Home Before Dark, is available now. It's a mystery wrapped in a ghost story, and it revolves around Maggie Holt, who has grown up being asked, "What was it like?" 25 years ago, her father wrote about their family's harrowing experience living in a notorious house, Bainbury Hall. According to that book, the house was fraught with malevolent spirits and supernatural occurrences, but Maggie remembers none of it and is convinced her father made the story up. When her father dies, Maggie discovers she's inherited Bainbury Hall from him, despite his last wishes that she never set foot in the house again. Nevertheless, Maggie revisits the house with the intent to renovate and sell it, but incidents arise which make her question if her father was actually telling the truth about the house. I hope that sent shivers down your spine, because now we get to talk to the author of Home Before Dark, Riley Sager. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So right away in Home Before Dark, we learn that there's a book that has been written about this family's experience in an infamously haunted house, Bainbury Hall. They lasted 20 days before fleeing, and the book is supposed to be about what happened during that time. It becomes a bestseller, part of culture. People who meet Maggie remember her as the little girl who lived in that house. And this made me remember the story of the Amityville Horror House, the book and the movie from the 70s about a family who also fled a haunted house. That was supposed to be based on a true story as well. Was this an influence in this story? And were there any other horror genre-related influences?
The Amityville Horror was absolutely the inspiration for this book. I was actually listening to a podcast about the Amityville Horror and how the general consensus seems to be, yeah, it's kind of scary, but it was also a hoax. And no one knows why this family decided to lie about this. And that struck me as being a very interesting story to tell, to have a child of this experience sort of look back from a place of skepticism and think, why did my family lie about this? And what are they really hiding? And so that was what spurred me to sort of write Home Before Dark and create my own version of the Amityville Horror. As for other inspirations, you know, there's a little bit of Haunting of Hill House in there. With the family dynamics, there's a little bit of The Shining and probably a dozen other haunted house tales. I liked to take things that have been done before and sort of put a new spin on them. And so in Bainbury Hall, there are bumps in the night. There's Ouija boards. There's ghost that young Maggie talks to. So I cover the whole spectrum of haunted house stuff.
So along with that, there are some solid mystery elements. One of the things I loved about Home Before Dark is how it kept me guessing until the very end. I kept going back and forth between thinking, oh my gosh, this house is really haunted, to, well, this one person Maggie met was very suspicious, so maybe they're in on something. What does it take to keep readers glued to a story so as to not give too much away too soon, but to keep them guessing?
It's very difficult to try to read readers' minds as you're writing a book. Sometimes I like to sort of give them a suspect or give them an outcome that I think everyone's going to think this way, and then pull the rug out from under that. So it's all about trying to sort of steer readers into one direction and then take them on a complete detour. And it's very hard to sort of predict what they're going to think. Sometimes I get it right. Other times I think, maybe I could have done that a little better. And always, always readers will come up with just these insane scenarios that I've never even considered. And it's very fun to hear them tell me after they read the book, oh, I was certain that this was this, and this happened, and this person did this. And I'm sitting there as the author going, I never even intended that. But cool, if you think that, that's great.
This may sound like a silly question, but do you ever scare yourself with the things you write?
I don't think it's a silly question because, yes, I do scare myself. Sometimes it's just when I'm writing. I wrote a lot of Home Before Dark at night because it seemed appropriate. And I would be sitting alone in my dim office at my laptop and I would hear a noise. And I'd just immediately jump out of the chair going, "What was that? Is there someone at the window? What was that?" And other times, just through the subject matter, there is a scene in Home Before Dark involving some snakes that is pretty horrifying. And I hate snakes. And writing and researching this particular scene probably gave me the heebie-jeebies more than any person who's going to read it. It was really hard to write that scene. But I figured if it's scaring me, then hopefully it will scare the reader.
Oh wow, I think I repressed the memories about the snakes. So thanks for reminding me.
That scene, I knew that because her father's book was such a bestseller and such a part of pop culture, I knew it needed to have a couple really iconic, scary scenes. And the snakes is definitely one of them.
I'm glad to hear that you scare yourself because I read this in one night, and after I went to bed, I was wide awake and I could hear every sound in the house, and I even turned the lights back on at one point. It's funny how these things seep into your mind.
It
You're that
really
kind of.
does. And just writing it, I lived in this sort of state of constant suspicion for a couple months as I was finishing the book.
You've written three previous thriller suspense novels, and all of your protagonists are strong women. What keeps you writing for this type of character?
It all started with Final Girls, and that was all because of the horror movie trope of the final girl. I tell people that if the trope was Final Boys, my career would have been a lot different. So with Final Girls, I knew I had to have a strong female protagonist. And it turned out that I was very good at it. And so if it worked once, just keep on doing it. And I'm drawn to strong female characters as a viewer and as a reader. And I really enjoy writing them as well. And so that sort of has become my niche, and I'm proud of what I've done, and I just definitely plan to continue it like that.
That's writer Riley Sager. His new thriller is called Home Before Dark. It's a well-crafted, spine-tingling mystery. You'll stay up all night reading it, and then you'll stay up longer wondering what all those sounds are in your house. I highly recommend it. For What We're Reading, I'm Tammy Bobrowski.